And now for something really fly. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. What can we learn about human brain function from a fruit fly? The answer, my friend, may be blowing in the wind, at least according to researchers from Caltech. You see, a little breeze, like the air from a blow dryer, will cause fruit flies to freeze in their tracks, seize up, and hunker down in the protective mode until things calm down. The team, intrigued by this behavior, wanted to zero in and find out how this defense mechanism gets processed inside the fly's brain. They found that the defensive response is detected by the same sensory organ in the antennae that picks up the sound of the mating call. So how does the fly know whether to freeze up and wait or get ready for a hot date? A closer look was needed. Through microsurgery and imaging, the researchers were able to scan tiny regions of the fly's brain. They found two separate areas for controlling the defensive response and the amorous one. Understanding these neural centers in a fly furthers our knowledge of how the human brain works, and how we may someday be better able to target and treat specific areas of the old gray matter while leaving adjacent areas untouched. A little brain research on the fly. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.